You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Father John Ubel, over in St. Paul, grew up like a lot of us did. A baseball fan, a Twins fan, listened to it on WCCO with Herb Carneal, Halsey Hall. Eventually, J.G., John Gordon, collected baseball cards, like a lot of us did. And I'll be darned, there's been a resurgence, first of all, in baseball card and collecting, for people that don't know. But he said, you know what, I think I've got some that might be of value. But not to me. What can I do to maybe auction off some of these cards, some of them worth thousands of dollars, so that kids that want a Catholic education, we can help render some of those costs. We can make a difference in their lives. And he joins us now. Father John, thank you for joining us. I know this is your busy season.
It is, but I'm having the time of my life right now, Mike, with this almsgiving project. So I'm glad I have a chance to speak with you tonight.
I had a chance to go over and visit with you in person a few weeks ago, and it was fascinating and fun to see your cards and to visit with you about some of yesteryear. But explain your childhood. What was it like for you, and how did you get involved in the baseball card collecting piece of it?
So I'm the youngest of four kids, and I have two older brothers. Sometimes we would do chores for the neighbors. We would bring mail or get them a gallon of milk for some of the elderly neighbors, and sometimes they'd give us a quarter, and you could go up to the quarter store and you could buy some baseball cards and some candy and have change left over. Can you believe it?
So I do believe it. I remember those days.
Yes, indeed. So I think it was probably around 1970, actually. I was in first grade when I started collecting the cards, and I have great memories of opening them up to see who was inside.
And so you became fascinated the same way a lot of us do, not as a collector, but as a kid, wide-eyed kid.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of the kids in the neighborhood did the same thing. In fact, I remember when I learned about conscience, when there was a boy 2 years younger in the neighborhood. I still remember it, Mike. I tried to trade him six of my cards for one of his. Of course, he had a Babe Ruth card. And he went inside to retrieve the card after I talked him into it. And his mother came out wagging her finger at me, and I knew that I'd made a mistake by taking advantage of a younger kid. So I learned my lesson early on.
And that's when you decided the priesthood might be for you, if you could overcome that. Because, I mean, you're talking Babe Ruth, the Bambino here.
Exactly, exactly. But I did collect some other ones, and then I actually, you know, stopped collecting for a long time. Life moved on, but then I had a resurgence. And in many ways, the resurgence took place right around the time that Target Field was opening up. Just about 11 years ago. And so I started purchasing a couple more cards as an adult.
And some of those cards have become valuable cards. But before we talk about that, who is it that you're trying to help finance? Explain where you want this money to go and why it's important for kids.
So the whole idea came when I saw how wonderfully the Catholic schools were doing this year with in-person learning, with tremendous protocols that they'd put in place, a lot of hard work to try to ensure that the kids are being educated safely and in person. And so there's an organization called the Aim Higher Foundation that exists for one reason only, to provide $1,000 scholarships to kids for each year that they are in a K-8 school. And so if they are awarded a scholarship, then they have it all the way through 8th grade. And it's an organization I've worked with for a few years. I think they're doing a great job, so I wanted to give back in some way.
So you went back and you pulled out the collection of cards. Actually, it wasn't that foreign to you. It was at your fingertips, so to speak. What did you discover? Did you know what you were sitting on? Did you understand the values? And explain some of the iconic cards that you have.
So I did not know the values. I had actually not looked at them and hadn't looked at the cards in some time. And then when Hank Aaron died, which was January 22nd, I decided to take out the collection and look at them. And then, like many people, I went to eBay and thought, well, I just wonder what this card's worth today. And I thought it was a misprint. I couldn't believe my eyes. And then I said, well, what about the Jackie Robinson that I purchased? Again, probably around 2010. And I looked that up. And you know, it's just incredible, the explosion. And then I started doing a little research on YouTube and realized that the entire industry, the entire hobby has taken off, in particular since COVID, or a little before, but especially during COVID. And then I thought, I've got an idea. These are worth something. Why don't I auction them off?
Okay, and give us some numbers. When you start talking to Hank Aaron right now, after he's passed, of course, the value goes up, and a Jackie Robinson. Give us some of the valuations that you found.
I think the Jackie Robinson is easily worth $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably a little bit more, but it all depends. A lot of it's timing. There are actually, my card is already up for sale right now because we're doing that one through eBay. So that's just started just yesterday. So we'll see how it goes in a few days. And I think the Hank Aaron is probably worth around $7,000 or so.
Really?
So between the two of them, you know, that's pretty good.
Between the two. And then you have some others, too, that they might not be in that range, but they're up there.
How we ended up with a Terry Bradshaw rookie card that didn't get destroyed after the Vikings lost the Super Bowl is beyond me. But that's
shame on you that you didn't tear that up.
Exactly. That's a PSA 7. It was probably in the middle of our pack with the rubber bands around it. And I do have two wonderful brothers, and I think they claim some of these cards. And they're probably correct. But as I say, possession is 9/10 of the law. So right now they're
even
mine.
For priests.
And soon they're going to be somebody else's. So I got that. I think the Rod Carew rookie card is worth a fair amount of money. And the Mickey Mantle, 1968 Mickey Mantle, I think those are probably the three cards that are worth the most on the open market after the Jackie Robinson, obviously, and the Hank Aaron.
And so you throw them out there now, and what you have a floor bid, and then it closes when?
So it opens on Friday at noon on the aimhigherfoundation.org website. All the cards are being auctioned there except the two I'd mentioned earlier that are on eBay. So whatever happens, happens. And we have 25 lots where people can bid on cards. And some of them are grouped as individuals, like a Nolan Ryan or a Roberto Clemente from 1971. Those are standalones. But other lots have 8 cards or 6 cards or 4 cards. And they're pretty much all from around 1968 or so to 74.
How did you decide on that format?
That's a really good question, but I did reach out on the internet and found a wonderful man up in Golden Valley. His name is Rob, and he runs a store up there. It's kind of a second career for him, and he agreed. He answered my email, said, come on up. I'll take a look at them. And so we talked, and he suggested that we put them in certain groupings. And so we pretty much stuck with the years because we know that people collect by year. I happen to love the 1970 set the best. I think they're a classic-looking card. So we kept all those together, and then the 71s, and we separated out ones, and then we decided not to put any football cards in except the two that I had professionally graded and sent away a few years ago.
And that's because football cards just don't generate the same sizzle?
Well, I think they do. I just for me, baseball is where my heart is at, and so I really wanted to keep it on that. And I heard the phrase that the schools are hitting it out of the park, and it resonated with me. So that's why we're pretty much sticking with baseball. And it's, as you said just a minute ago, snow is melting. You know what that means. It's baseball season.
Yeah, we're getting there. You're just stone's throw away from Crete and Durham Hall and St. Agnes and St. Thomas Academy and all those great. You're an STA grad, in fact.
Absolutely. And I also worked at St. Agnes, and they won the state championship in my last year as pastor, and I had a great time at that state tournament in 2012.
At Target Field, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the first times at Target Field, St. Agnes won it. How much fun has this been for you to research, to be motivated by the right cause, and just fun to see, you know, to bring the cards out and play with them again, so to speak, and find out what they're worth, but just the fascination that goes with it. Do you feel like a little kid again? What's it feel like?
After Sunday night, I think I'm going to have to get back to my day job because I've had a fantastic time. And in the Catholic tradition, almsgiving goes back. You know, the Old Testament talks about it, the Book of Tobit, and even goes so far as to say prayer and fasting are great, but almsgiving is even better. And it's just, this has been the most enjoyable project that I've been involved with in nearly 32 years as a priest. I'm having the time of my life. I'm getting so much more than I'm giving. And I hope that people take a look at the website, and even if they're not interested in cards, people already are making some donations to support the cause. So it's
sure.
A good thing.
They might say, I don't need another baseball card, but this looks like a pretty good idea. And you said, in general, Catholic schools have done well this year, right?
They have, in fact, enrollment in this archdiocese is up 5.5%, and for many years it's been trickling downwards. So this is a great sign, and if the people have a good experience, they're going to stay, and they're going to come back next year.
Well, you know, when just in that business of private schools, and the reason that they wouldn't stay would be, I mean, is financial the number one reason usually, or is it different than that?
No, it's almost always a financial situation. Schools are very expensive to run for parishes. I learned that in my previous parish. You need a strong alumni base, and a lot of times schools only go through eighth grade, typically, and so they don't generally have the same alumni bases that the high schools would. The high schools tend to do better from that perspective. So they are expensive to run. Sometimes aging physical plants that need a lot of work, and so it becomes difficult. And you want to pay a living wage. We're not running the schools with religious who take vows of poverty.
Yep.
Anymore. These people have families, so they have to be compensated accordingly.
And do you find, though, is there a sense of hope because so many people have come back to the private education in the last year?
Well, everyone is very excited with the 5.5% increase this year, and we want to build upon it. And the other thing that I did, Mike, was I sent a book on the faith of Jackie Robinson to all the Catholic grade schools. A wonderful book. I'm actually reading it right now. Because he's such an inspiring figure. And I think that we can learn a lot from sports. And I think some of these legends can teach the kids a lot. He was selected by Branch Rickey because he thought he had the character that could withstand the racism that he faced. And it's a very inspiring story. And so I'm hoping that they'll put those books in the library and the kids will read them.
Yeah, with the old, and I don't know if this is a specific conversation, but the gist of it that's been passed down is he calls Jackie in and says, I'm not bringing you up because you'll fight. I'm bringing you up because you won't.
Exactly.
And that's good. But I didn't know, is Jackie Robinson a man of great faith?
Absolutely, he was. Absolutely. And frankly, so was Hank Aaron. He also withstood tremendous challenges. I remember watching him hit the 715th home run, and I had no clue as a 10-year-old what he was going through at that time in the run-up to beating Babe Ruth.
No, I didn't either. I remember that, too, that night, and so many people have died. I remember you ran inside because they said he was coming up, you know?
Right, exactly.
You remember, because you really didn't care who won the game. It was about one event, and as I look back, I think, what are the odds that they decided to televise that game, and he did it, you know?
And he did it. Remember when he was running rounding third base, and the people were running out from the stands?
Yeah.
He could barely make it to home plate.
Oh, great memory. So if people want to get involved, they want to take a look and peruse the website, where do they find the information on this?
If they simply go to aimhigherfoundation.org, we have all the pictures of the baseball cards up there. Then they can click on a link. Obviously, it's the preview mode right now, but it goes live at noon on Friday. aimhigherfoundation.org.
aimhigherfoundation.org. Thank you so much for enlightening us and for a great cause. And I just love it when people come up with creative ideas that work and they get juiced by it, and so do the other people. So keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Mike. God bless. Take care.
You too. Father John Ubel from the parish over there at the St. Paul Cathedral, which is, pretty impressive building.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.